This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I am a paid non-attorney spokesperson reminding you males that have been paying permanent alimony that the laws changed in the state of Florida on July 1st, 2023, and permanent alimony has been eliminated. If you can get in front of a judge, and Brandon Legal Group can certainly help you do so, your permanent alimony status will be changed or eliminated altogether. For a free consult, reach out to BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, and stop paying permanent alimony. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Another wow week for Survivor, and so much on the line for those still alive in Survivor Leagues. Just a couple of examples, perhaps the one that has the most light on it for many of us because of the money at stake, over $9 million, whittled down from 30 to 13, with some major casualties to start the week in primetime with Pittsburgh and then end the week with losses by the Dolphins and the Packers on Monday night. In the simultaneous games, Circa Sports is down to 13, according to Gil Alexander of VEASAN. It was 30 last year, which you say, well, that's not that big of a deal. It's over twice as many were still alive this point last year in the large Circa pool. And how we have gone from one number to a much smaller number now in recent weeks. I mean, the Steelers alone, you know, the Jaguars caused a lot of problems for people week three, and then what, a couple of weeks ago with a bad loss. But the Steelers have had a multi-week run where they've taken people out, despite Mike Tomlin's annual ability to win more than he loses in regular season games. So that has cost people. Again, my hand went up. I was that one. I kind of feel redemption that the Eagles have lost the last couple of weeks. And sure, I have rooting interest in the Cowboys. So the more the Eagles lose, whether it's to the Cowboys or someone else, it benefits Dallas in terms of playoff seeding, playoff location, playoff path, to try to get to the conference title game and the Super Bowl. But what, I was sitting here for 13 weeks and the Eagles were sitting there with one loss, and it was the only reason why I couldn't keep playing Survivor was because I was on the Eagles against the Jets, and I still don't understand what the Eagles were thinking with their play call and what Hurts was thinking with his passing choice that led to the pick that set up the Jets game-winning score. So that all aside, I'm one of those who has regrets. A lot of people who took the Steelers the last few weeks have regrets. And certainly Monday night with the Packers and Dolphins and how they lost will sit with people for many months to come. So Circa down to 13 for over $9 million. The pool I'm in, based in the Southeast United States, was down to 3. Going into this week, it's now down to 2 because someone was on the Packers. So that pool probably will be decided this week unless they're both on the same team, in which then they split. Same rules, I believe, apply at Circa. And Gil often talks on his VEASAN show about the chop. Can you get this amount of people in a room and decide, okay, here's what we're going to take and we're done, or, and then we're just going to play for this. With two people, it's really easy. Granted, the stakes are much less in the pool I am in that started with nearly 500 people and not at $1,000 a player like Circa. But with two, then yeah, if both lose or tie, they're out, or both pick the same team, lose or tie, and they're out. Let's see what we can find. Again, my preseason research basically got me until Sorry for not being prepared as I sort of flip through my pages here. Here we go. I talked about this on virtually every podcast and how, let's see, through week 13, granted that was Pittsburgh against Arizona and that didn't work, we were 10-2 on those up through week 12. And that's not good enough because one loss and you're out, like the Jags in week 3. But then Pittsburgh loses week 13. And then I said even in last week's podcast, guess I should have stuck with it, had the Jets in week 14. But that was based on, again, this was done in early August using various sources of numerical and odds-making information. In August, the Jets looked like a great play at home in week 14 against the Texans in early August. Not the day of the game. Now, the Texans seemingly have hit a wall. And now Stroud doesn't have anybody to throw to, and even he's hurt. But what was a scoreless game at half was a 30-6 second half for the Jets. Maybe Zach Wilson's best game ever. And the Jets did win. So our research had it right, but there was no way. There too much had happened between early August and December. So I can't pat myself on the back for that. Just so you know, the only play in early August that looked the part was Green Bay. And Green Bay just lost the Monday night game. But this week, Packers host Buccaneers and are a minus 174 money line. So they will be in play, even though they just lost that Giants game. Wild finishes in both Monday night games. And the Packers not only will be in play, but I mean, they're available to be picked by those with remaining entries. Let's scan the board based on money lines. Niners are a minus 1,000 money line at the Cardinals. It's huge. They're a near 2-touchdown road favorite at Arizona. Divisional game. There might be somebody. I mean, we talk about probably not having available. Most burn the Niners during that 3-game stretch of home games or the home game against the Buccaneers in week 11. Someone still has them. There, when you get all these people together, there are so many different ways you can play. Someone still has them out there. And we'll probably use them this week, even though division opponent on the road, Cardinals better recently, you know, that first half of the season, they were competitive, but their only win was at home against Dallas. But that's the biggest number on the board. 2-touchdown favorite, essentially. Thanks always to Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com for his updated column that I read off with these ads. Niners minus 1,000 money line. Biggest favorite of week 15. Second biggest favorite is the Dolphins. Yeah, pick your red flags here. Minus 420. This is the game where I talked about this sort of leading up to Thanksgiving, how there were so many places late in the season to save the Dolphins for if you could do it. You know, I was one of those that my mistake was not saving the Dolphins for week 6. That was my plan all along. When they were home in week 5 against the Saquon Barkley-less Giants, I said, I got to do this. And I went with them instead of Detroit. And then in week 6, since I didn't have the Dolphins, I went with the Eagles and I was out. So the Dolphins just, and Gil Alexander brought this up this morning on his VEASAN show as we record this on Tuesday. Without Tyreek Hill on the field, they look like an entirely different offense. So keep checking status on Tyreek. Look, Mike McCarthy is very cautious with injuries. A few weeks ago, Achane came back, did one play, complained that his knee was bothering him, and McDaniel said, that's it, you're done. Playing the long game here. Knows what's at stake. Now, the Dolphins suddenly may be in a position where they have to fight for that division again against the Bills and fight for a wild card because so many teams are in the mix. We still have a month to go. Here's what's odd. If you're thinking about, because Survivor is close to ending, fantasy football is hitting the playoffs. I'm in a fantasy playoff semifinal this week. But the NFL season has one full month to go. Four games for everyone are left. The byes are done. We got a long way to go. So if you're looking at all this and saying, wow, what a mess, it's because there's 4 weeks left to go. It's not going to look this way in 2 weeks. We're going to have some separation and some clarity. Dolphins' second biggest favorite this week at that minus 420 against the Jets. Dolphins no travel, home game followed by home game. It is a division game. Zach Wilson's coming off a strong game. But yeah, somebody still has the Dolphins. They've been saving them for the late home game against the Jets. And they look like they're in a pretty good spot there as long as Tyreek Hill is healthy. Dolphins, 8.5-point favorite at the time of the podcast. Actually, a higher favorite than that is the Chiefs, although, boy, the Chiefs don't like to lose, do they? Now, granted, after the fact, Andy Reid says the right things, Patrick Mahomes says the right things. I saw one piece of video from a fan online that looks like Kadarius Toney checked with a referee as he lined up, and apparently the ref didn't tell him he needed to back up, or the ref did tell him and Toney ignored him or couldn't hear him. Toney lined up offside and sucks for the Chiefs and for talking points with the play Kelce made, but he was lined up offsides. Again, Reed and Mahomes have said all the right things after, but the Chiefs have just done so much winning the last 5 years, hosting five straight AFC title games. They just lost their mind by losing to Buffalo. And Buffalo fans are like, hey, you know, we're allowed to win one, and we'll take it. Yeah, you should. Odd part is how Buffalo loses so many tiebreakers for playoff position or seeding, yet they now win a head-to-head with Kansas City if it gets to that somehow. But yeah, Toney was offside. Simple as that. Call was correct. But yeah, Chiefs. Some people with the Chiefs really, really whiny little bitches after a correct call. And kind of just struggling. I had someone who listens to this podcast say Chiefs are as overrated this year as the Bucks were last year. Interesting observation. And comes from someone who I totally respect. Chiefs minus 460 money line at the Patriots. Someone still has the Chiefs. We'll see if they use them this week. So those are your three biggest. Then we get down to a minus 310. Who's that on? Rams at home against Commanders. Yeah. That could be a significant percentage this week. Rams have been playing better. Lost in overtime going cross-country to the Ravens on a punt return touchdown. Rams have looked competitive. Honestly, the Rams look better than any team in the NFC South. You know, someone from that shitbag division is going to make the playoffs. Rams look better than any of those teams. Rams, you could argue, are one of the seven best NFC teams. Well, let me do it with my myself. You have the obvious top three, Niners. Actually, Lions have had a bad couple of weeks. Wonder if it's starting to get to them, what I've always said about the Lions. They're great when they have nothing to lose. When this group has something to lose, Thanksgiving Day, last couple of weeks, doesn't look so good. So let's put, in any order, Niners, Eagles, Cowboys is top three. Okay. Then right now, the Lions are the fourth best team in the NFC, and it's it's a gap from the top three. Then you mix the Packers in there, who had played better, but then lost at New York. That's five. Minnesota, gosh, you just won 3-0. You have no quarterback options. Jefferson hurt again. I can't put Minnesota in the top seven teams. Bears are playing better than the Vikings, but they just got too much ground to make up. And then in the West, we've already talked about the Niners. Yeah, Rams not only are probably one of the best seven teams in the NFC. I mean, okay, so I'll put Seattle in there. Yeah, Rams are one of the seven best teams in the NFC right now. So that's a very worthy play this week. -310, near touchdown favorite over the Commanders. Look for that to be involved in week 15. Then -230 on the Lions at home against the Broncos. I don't understand this at all. Lions have not been playing well since Thanksgiving Day. Since week 7, no team has a better record than Denver. I didn't say they have the best record. Since week 7, no team in the NFL has a better record than Denver. They have one loss. I think the Cowboys have one loss and the Ravens have one loss. Maybe the Niners. So Denver getting 4.5 and plus 190 money line at Lions is attractive to me. That Lions are not a survivor play there. Not against that Denver team. Mm-mm. The other -230 is Saints, speaking of quarterback issues, at home against Giants. Giants are fighting. Suddenly, this team's showing something the last month that is very applaudable and unexpected. Dare we say the Giants have the best quarterback in this game? Because for 2 years now, the Saints don't play Jameis unless they absolutely, absolutely, absolutely have to. Not sure of the Carr status. Not sure of Taysom Hill's status. That'd be a dangerous road to go with Saints at home against Giants at -230. So I would, if it were me, I wouldn't play either the Lions at home or the Saints at home with so much riding on your survivor pick if you've made it this far. Let's see if we can find someone below -230 that's a better play. The next best money line is Eagles going cross country to the Seahawks on Monday night as a -196. Ravens are a -174 on the road at the Jaguars. Packers -174 against the Buccaneers, as we already touched on. Browns -172 against Bears. Falcons -168 on the road at Carolina. We're going to see some Atlanta action this week. Yeah, even off their loss to the Buccaneers. Bengals -196 at home against Vikings. Yeah, we're going to. That's what you're looking at this week. Bengals, get your attention. Falcons on the road, because you have them available. Already mentioned the Packers. I think Rams is the biggest play. And then we have those outliers that have held a good team for later in the season and get to burn one on a big favorite. Bears defense is playing much better. So the Browns are not that attractive to me. That's a very soft home 3-point favorite against the Bears team. Eberflus is proving he shouldn't be a head coach. Just call the defensive plays. That's what you're good at. Because since he started doing that, when the HR department basically said you need to get rid of this defensive coordinator, the Bears have been much better. And they made a trade at the trade deadline that helped make them better. And a player that wanted out was not traded. So, yeah, the Bears have been better defensively. And Fields could cause some problems for the Browns, who have just been so injured. You know, and Flacco, he's still old. He still hasn't played a lot, you know? So, leaving it there. Only game I didn't really touch on was Bills-Cowboys. That doesn't have any survivor play. Bills are favored in that game. Interesting. I don't agree. Could the Cowboys lose that game? Sure, but it helps that it's on turf. I'm not sure of the weather. It's early in the week. But could, you know, Cowboys defense cause issues and turnovers for Josh Allen? Sure. Stephon Gilmore off an amazing game against the Eagles. And what was the other game I didn't touch on, just so I can say I touched on it? Titans at home against Texans. No, that's not going to get any survivor play. Colts at home against Steelers. No, that won't get a survivor play either. Let me know what you're thinking. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. I applaud all of you who have reached week 15 and are still alive in your survivor or eliminator leagues. And thank you for listening to my podcast. This is a very fun podcast to do. We already plan to bring it back next year with the support of my sponsor, Brandon Legal Group. Stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. This has been the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Speaking of Survivor, the TV show, I hated to see Emily go. She'd come a long way. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Good luck this weekend.